foreign buyers have helped boost luxury real estate prices in places such as Manhattan and Los Angeles for several years now. But that trend may soon push into non-luxury markets across the United States. And one reason for that? Zillow, the popular real estate website, plans to publish its entire U.S. property database this summer in China in Mandarin. Diane Francis, a management professor at Ryerson University, has written about Zillow and Chinese buyers for The Washington Post and joins us from Toronto. Diane, welcome. And tell us first, why is Zillow doing this now?
Well, because the Chinese real estate buying market is the biggest game in the world right now.
Right. So what really captured my attention about Zillow's decision is that, you know, we have been seeing this trend of foreign and Chinese buyers in the ultra high end of the real estate market for some time. I mean, in your piece, you talk about Chinese parents who are buying multi-million dollar properties in New York for their children in case their kids go to Columbia or Harvard, and their children are like 2 or 3 years old right now.
I know. Bizarre.
So that has been happening for some time. But Zillow's database, it's got everything from the high end to the low end. So, I mean, are we likely to see an increase in Chinese buyers in, you know, sort of quote-unquote average residential markets?
It's at all levels of price point. So what basically Zillow is doing, and I have anecdotal and factual information in the U.S. about Chinese buyers buying land in Colorado, buying small bungalows in Houston. They're fanning out, and usually it's based on where the diaspora, because remember, there's about 3.5 to 4 million Chinese people from the mainland China living in the United States, and they like to settle where there's communities, speak their language, they can grocery shop, they can, you know, friends and relatives are, so they can get jobs more easily. So wherever there is a diaspora of any consequence, those would be the cities where they're targeting, and their relatives are encouraging them to come and join them.
Mm. So let's put this into context now, if we could. How large a percentage do Chinese buyers currently represent in the United States?
Let's just talk about the markets where they really concentrate right now. So in New York, for instance, in the condo side, I'm told they're between 40 and 50% of the condo buying, of the new condo buying in Manhattan. And that's the very high end. Then you go out to Brooklyn and other areas and environs, and it's pretty high. New York has always had about 10% foreign ownership of its co-ops and condos in townhouses, but that is going up now to about 15% in the last few years. So from 10 to 15% represents a 50% jump. And there's a lot of reasons driving this, and not the least of which is the environmental problems in China, the fact that many wealthy people exist there, want a better life, and the fact is they want their kids to go to school in the U.S. Plus, and I don't want to impugn everybody from China who buys in the United States, Canada, or Australia, but since 2012, there's been a crackdown on corruption. A lot of people have money they want to hide.
And I take your point. We're definitely not impugning all Chinese buyers or investors by any stretch of the imagination. But I am curious. I mean, are we talking, is this growth in Chinese investment in American real estate coming from investors who remain based in China, or is it because is there a burgeoning Chinese exodus of the middle class there coming to places like Canada, the United States, Australia?
I would say it's a bit of both, but generally speaking, a lot of the wealthier upper middle class Chinese people, not zillionaires, but they want their kids to get a Western education, and it's also a diversification. I mean, owning a U.S. property gives you property rights. Nobody's going to confiscate it. You can hide the money, but it's sort of like the new gold for them. U.S. dollar is strong. China is starting to slow down. The corruption is biting. The anti-corruption crackdown is biting. Lots of people are going to jail and being investigated. And that is aggravating a flight that's already hurting their economy.
How much can we expect the numbers of Chinese real estate buyers in the United States to grow? I mean, in your piece, you said that in 2014, some 100 million folks from China are expected to travel abroad. That doesn't necessarily mean they're all investing abroad, but their global exposure is growing.
I mean, everything about China has three extra zeros. And I think Toronto and Vancouver are kind of the canary in the mines. We have seen this huge spike in housing prices, a frenetic amount of buying. And now there's a whole industry set up to do this, to facilitate this. People may not even leave China. Their kids may not go to school, but they are now set up to deal with intermediaries who sell entire buildings. They buy 40 or 50 units in a high-rise condo in downtown Toronto or Vancouver near a university at a time, sight unseen. The parents will be buying it. It's also an investment.
So this is so fascinating to me on a number of levels. On one level, I mean, it makes sense that Chinese investors and middle class or wealthy Chinese would see American real estate as a relatively safe place to put their money, let alone, you know, a potentially very positive investment if they're seeking to develop. You also note that in 2013, Chinese buyers snapped up $11 billion worth of property in the United States. But I'm curious. On the one hand, one could argue this is just an expression, a local expression of the global free market. The money flows where it wants and where it can. And right now the money's in China and it wants to flow into American real estate. That's the global perspective. But it's having a very distorting effect on local housing prices, is it not? I mean, what's the effect for the residents who actually are living in these places where housing prices are shooting through the roof?
It does distort. It is a problem. The Australians moved against it by prohibiting foreign buying on a speculative basis. People have to have a proper work permit or visa, and then they got to sell when they leave. I think that it's also aspirational. The Chinese are more like Americans than even the Canadians. They want to have a good way of life. They love America. They love New York City. They love LA. They love the movies. The number one show in China is House of Cards. They're fascinated. And so I see it as a very positive thing for the world in a way. But I would submit that China is going to have to somehow stop this because, first of all, they have currency controls. People are not supposed to be doing this to the extent that they are. Secondly, this is going to hurt their economy, and this is going to slow down their growth, which is going to create even more of a capital flight. So China, I would say, is going to start to crack down a little bit on this practice. However, it's going to continue anyway because the Chinese just want to get ahead.
Well, Diane Francis is editor-at-large at the National Post in Canada. She's also a management professor at Ryerson University in Toronto. Her article, "The Chinese Are Coming and They'd Like to Buy Your House," appeared in the Washington Post. Diane Francis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.